We're going to start a revolution today. You and me. And then I'm going to teach you four words. Four words that are the backbone of a truly remarkable comment made somewhere in the beginning of the 17th century. That is as true today, as powerful, as relevant, as it's ever been. I'm going to teach you those four words. And sometime over this Shabbos, you're going to teach four more people those words. And you're going to encourage them to teach four more people those words. And if we can do that, if we can do that, and we can get hundreds and then thousands of people to take them to heart, we can change the world. The starting point for a revolution is a pasuk in this week's parsha. The top of the sheets that are coming out. Pasuk says, "Ish tzaruachu tamehu, tameh yitamenu ha-kohen b'rosho nigo." We're talking about somebody who is found to have tzaras, what we generally call leprosy, on their head. The Kohen determines that yes, indeed, that's what is growing on his skin. And the critical pasuk is the next one. The pasuk says as follows: "Hatsarua asher bo hanega bigadav yihu frumim v'rosho yiye parua v'al safam yateh v'tamei tamei." And tzarua, the person who is found to have tzaras, asher bo hanega, in whom this affliction is found, he should rip his clothes, and his head should become bare, and he should cover the top of his mouth. The tame, tame, and wherever he goes, he should call out. This person is impure. And like so many before him, Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim Lunchitz, who's known by his commentary, the Kli Yakar, was struck by several things in this pasuk. Number one, the whole ritual. Why do we do these things to the person who has tzaras? Why uncover his hair? Why rip his clothes? Why cover his mouth? And most of all, why are we calling out in front of him? Tamen! Tamen! But the first question that the Kli Yakar wants to answer comes from the very beginning of the pasuk. He says it's redundant. The pasuk says, V'hatsarua asher bo hanega, the person with leprosy in whom there is this affliction. In other words, the person who has leprosy in whom there is leprosy. Says the Kli Yakar, if he's a tsarua, I know he's got the nega in him. If he's got leprosy, clearly he's got the affliction in him. Why does the Torah tell us? V'hatsarua asher bo hanega. The person who has tzaras, in whom there is the affliction. So I've given these out to you this week because I want you to take these home with you. I want you to see it inside. I want you to see what he's saying. See that he's giving us insights 400 years ago that relates to the lives of each and every one of us each and every letter. So let's read it together. Ha'tzarua asher bo hanega, ma talmud lomar asher bo hanega. What is the Torah trying to teach us by telling us asher bo hanega? That the affliction is in him. Pshita! That's obvious. Kim ein bo hanega, ein ha'tzarua. Because if he doesn't have the affliction in him, he's not a tzarua. He's not a leper. Why does the Torah have to say a person with leprosy in whom there's leprosy? Of course, if he has leprosy, he has leprosy. Umikan raya shetzaras shem hamachem umevuel mala. Lachen yisbo'ar b'samuch parshas metzora v'nega kinui al ha'avon. Says the Tehillim, the word saras and the word nega make different things. Saras refers to the illness that he got, the white stuff on his body. The nega, the affliction, is not a reference to what's showing up on his body, but to what's inside of him that caused it. The nega is the avon. What's an avon? It's an avon. Sick. It's the thing he did that caused the leprosy. The tzaras is the outward manifestation of it. Why? Ki hachote nogea b'chvod shemayim o b'chvod habriyo. Why is the sin of a leper called a nega? Because what does the leper do? He's nogea. He damages somebody. He damages either the name of God or he damages the name of other people. And therefore the Torah refers to what he does as a nega. Because this is a person who's nogea b'chvod shemayim o b'chvod habriyo. Says the Kli Yakar as follows. Why does a person get tzaras? According to Chazal, from what sin does he get leprosy? Lashon Hara. That's the Chazal said. A person who's got this stuff on their skin gets it because they put other people down. Because they talk badly about other people. And Chazal had a saying, says the Kli Yakar, and these are four words I want you to commit to memory. Four easy words that are so powerful that they don't even translate well into English. Kol haposel bimumo posel. Kol haposel bimumo posel. When Chazal talk about the word psul, and move, what are they generally talking about? Where do we use that language? Say it again? Karbanos. Right? What does posel mean? What does pusel mean with regard to a karbon? Huh? It's not good. It's not kosher. You can't use it. Why? What's a mum? Girls, what's a mum?
A defect. Right? A karbon, an animal that has a defect in it, is disqualified from being brought as a karbon.
Anything that has a mum is pasul.
If I look at this animal and I call it a naked ear
or a split in its leg,
it's pasul. It has a mum and it's pasul. I am posel
this animal. I have found a mum, I have found a defect in the animal, and I'm posseling it. I'm disqualifying it. I am posel. Say Chazal,
if I walk around finding a moon in another person, pointing out what other people are doing wrong, I'm posel in the moon of another person.
This person's unkind.
This person's stingy. This first one's I'm caring. You know what I'm doing? Help Hosea.
Then remove Hosea. Disqualifying myself.
I'm pointing out the inadequacies of others. What I'm really doing is masking the inadequacies of myself. I'm actually talking about myself. When I put you down, it's because I'm insecure about something in myself. It's because I want to divert attention from the things that are really wrong with me. That's why I'm going to point to you and get others to look at you. Kol haposel, b'mumo posel. Anybody who's hustling other people is actually hustling themselves.
And so says the Kli Yakar. Amazing thing. V'kach ne'amar asher bo hanega ki bo nimtza be'etzem v'rishona kol nega ve'kalo sheratza lefgom bo es chavero. That's why the Torah says hatsarua asher bo hanega.
The leper in whom is the what? In whom is the disqualification? The leper, the person who walked around pointing out that everybody else was doing wrong, telling all his friends how what bad people they are and how they should be better. Asher bo hanega, the problem is in him or her. Hatsarua asher bo hanega. Yeah, no. Problems with other people.
And that explains the rest of the pasuk, according to the Kli Yakar. What comes next? He rips his clothing. Why does he rip his clothing? Because the chances are that part of what he did was to point out, right, or to not praise other people.
Well, guess what? When you walk around in tattered clothes
and patches on your clothes, nobody's going to be praising you either.
Roshu Yaparua,
take off anything over your head. You know why you went around doing that?
Because you thought you were so much better than everybody else. Symbolized by the arrogance of one's head.
Held your head up, looked down at other people.
Good, we're going to take off anything that's on your head.
Experience that. For a little bit.
You're going to cover your mouth because out of your mouth came these words
that put other people down.
The Tamei Tamei Yikra. You know why other people are going to call out Tamei Tamei when you walk around? What do you think? Because that's what you did. You went around hustling other people. You went around calling other people out for all the things that were wrong with them. Well, guess what?
For this period of time, as you're recovering from your tzaras,
anytime you walk somewhere, people are going to point at you and say, "Tame, tame, bo hanega." In him is the affliction. The person who was trying to point it out at everybody else,
the problem is really in them.
The closest translation we have is an idiom in English. Today people say the cat, calling the kettle black. The origin was actually a pot, calling the kettle black. What does that mean? What is the irony of a pot calling a kettle black? Because the pot itself is black.
The pot is calling out
the deficiencies in the kettle when it has the very same deficiencies.
If you look it up online, they'll tell you
that the origin comes from a Spanish novel, a famous Spanish novel.
What's the most famous Spanish novel of anybody?
Huh? Don Quixote.
Yes. We say it's not true because it isn't.
This term, although having nothing to do with cats or pots or kettles, appears way before the Gemara in Kiddushin.
It's our tradition
It's our lesson, and it needs to be the way that we live our lives. So please, commit four words to memory. Kol ha-posel bimumo posel. Anybody who disqualifies in his own disqualification, his own issues, is he being posel? Kol ha-posel bimumo posel. Share those four words with four people. Encourage them to share them with four others. And if we could get people, hundreds of them, thousands of them, to stop pointing fingers in other directions and point fingers at themselves first, to first hold up a mirror before we look through a glass at anyone else, if we can do that, we can indeed change the world. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.